untouchable bliss. Paramount in certain kinds of enlightenment. If half remembered venom persists. Something in the way that I turned my head rattled all the love to my neck. There it sat for days in anonymity. Now it has a note to be death. Even magnolia flourished. Morning made a hole in the sky.
But the actual fabric of the places where I learnt about the fabric of places has remained uncannily consistent. Stasis is still an option, and it's the one that this part of England has chosen. The world of my childhood hasn't vanished. It's a ghost that has no struggle to be seen behind the coarse facades that have been superimposed down the years, behind the trees that is now a crime to chop down, because trees have rights, vistas don't. Many views that I recall have been lost to arboreal correctness. Beneath, too, the dismal hutches that squat on edgelands that were dismal, but exciting too. My midget former self is all too visible. I behave like him. I amble for the sake of ambling at snail pace. I too regard suburban avenues and riverbanks, back streets and woods as the best free show on earth.